The message today is not easy. Just want you to know up front. Just want you to know right up front that it's not easy today for me to share what I'm going to share. And I'm glad somebody told me after the first service, hey, it was a great presentation. I'm glad. I was like, thank you. Because, man, it's tough. It's tough. And usually, you know, I love to teach and preach and all those things. But today is just a little more difficult of a message for me to share. Although I know it's the one that God wants me to share with you. And because I was really going to talk about attitude. Just look at your neighbor and say, you need to have a good attitude. And you need to have a good attitude. It helps in life. It really does. It really helps to have a great attitude. But I'm not going to talk to you about your attitude today. I want to talk to you about overcoming toxic relationships. And can be very difficult. This subject can be very difficult. But as I share this, I want you to know that how much I love you and I appreciate you. But I also want you to know that the relationships that you are closest to, the people that are closest to you, affect the way your life. They do. They affect your life, all right? And I'm getting to my notes here. Don't you just love technology? Man, something went wrong with my laptop. I can't get it figured out. Something went wrong with my phone. I can't get it figured out. Now this thing is giving me problems. You just got to love technology, don't you? Maybe it's the operator. You are probably right, my friend. Because, man. But it feels a bit uncomfortable to talk about what I'm going to be talking about today. And, Jaden, could you bring in my coffee, please? And I don't like stepping down only because I can get my own coffee, but with the camera going, I don't like stepping out of the picture of the camera. Thanks, young man. You're awesome. And also, 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. One translation says corrupts. But it ruins good morals. Do not be deceived. A lot of times we focus on the second half of that passage of Scripture. But I want to first look at that first half. Do not be deceived. That word deceived, the Greek is like doleo. And I'm not a Greek theologian, but I think that's pretty close to the pronunciation. And that word actually means, that word deceived, actually means bait. Properly to lure. Wow. Using bait to pull someone in. Any fishermen here? Anybody like to fish here? Joel, come on. Man, you got to give more than a thumb. I know you, Joel, man. You love to fish. The guy lives on the lake. Probably we use bait. I mean, I've caught some really nice catfish from Joel's backyard. And I love it. But we use bait to do it. But that word deceive means using bait to pull someone in, to deceive. Preying on people. They are easy prey to ensnare. That's what that word deceived means. And so is it possible, stay with me, is it possible that Satan, our enemy, wants to plant an unhealthy relationship in my life to ensnare me, trap me, because he knows those close to my life influence my life. Could it be? And I know it's an unpopular subject. I know we don't like to think about it that way. We do not like to think about it that way. But friends, the truth is, those closest to you will influence your lives. And show me your inner circle and I'll show you your future. Show me your inner circle and I will show you your future. Because your closest relationships influence your life. Toxic relationships. Wow. Proverbs 13 and 20 says this, walk with the wise and become wise. Doesn't it sound simple? Walk with the wise and become wise. But look what it says after that. Associate with fools and get in trouble. I've seen more people. Oh my. And if you've ever been there, grace, grace, grace upon your life. But I've seen more people that have struggled with addiction get set free from addiction, but go back into addiction because of the people that they're running with. Why? Because those closest to us influence our lives. They influence our lives, friends. Wow. That verse is just, if you want to be wise, be around wise people. If you want trouble, be around fools. And I'm like, is that really what that means? Well, so I look at a few other translations. Here's the way they say it. The Passion Translation says it this way. If you want to grow in wisdom, spend time with wise people. Walk with the wicked, and you'll eventually become just like them. Wow. Everybody say, wow. Wow. You become just like them. Oh, yeah. I thought, wow, that's interesting. Then, so I just looked it up in another translation, The Message. And here's what The Message says. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. Wow. Those closest to you, my friend, influence your life. Sometimes without you realizing that they influence your life. Now, please, little disclaimer here. No spouse can leave this place and say, okay, Pastor Ken told me to leave my spouse, my husband or wife. There are some relationships we're in covenant with, and we need God's grace to help us in those relationships. All right. Okay. Ask your neighbor if they're okay. We're going to get into this. Most often, our relationships have more influence on us than what we realize. Not everybody is supposed to be your close friend. Wow, isn't this exciting stuff? Ezra chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. And I'm not going to talk about all of the book of Ezra and what it's about. There's a principle I want to pull out of this passage of Scripture. But let's just say that some of you may know the children of Israel have been in exile. They've been released to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple, okay? And so they're rebuilding the temple, and this is what happens. There's some people that already live in that region when they went back to Jerusalem. And here's what happens. The enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were rebuilding the temple to the Lord, the God of Israel. So they approached Zerubbabel and the other leaders and said, how would you like your name to be Zerubbabel? Let us build with you. Man, doesn't that sound exciting? You know, when you want to build something, isn't it great to have all the volunteers that you can to come out and help you build? I mean, if you just love helping take care of take a place that maybe's been abandoned and clean it up and stuff's been overgrown and all that stuff and they've got a lot of work to do to help it look as beautiful as it is. I mean, see Ken and Kathy Thomas and they'll put you to work. Don't we just love when people volunteer and say, boy, I'll help. You know, many hands make a light load. Isn't that the truth? And here, there are some people say, we want to help you build. By the way, if you have to tell them to pick up the bricks, they may not be the ones you need to build with. And here they are. We want to help you. Let us build for you, with you, for we worship your God just as you do. We have sacrificed to him ever since King, very hard word to say, of Assyria brought us here. But Zerubbabel, I can say that, Yeshua and the other leaders of Israel replied, you may have no part in this work. Wow. Nope, you can't help us. Isn't that interesting? No, you can't help us. We alone will build a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, just as King Cyrus of Persia commanded us. Now look what happens. Then the local residents, these ones who were saying, hey, can we build with you? And they said, no. Then the local residents tried to discourage and frighten the people of Judah to keep them from their work. They bribed agents to work against them and to frustrate their plans. Please hear what I'm about to say, what I'm bringing out of this. I mean, these were people saying, can we build with you? No, you cannot build with us. You're not supposed to be building with us. And then they tried to hire people to frustrate them. And they wanted to stop the work. Here it is. Who someone is, look at your neighbor and say, get ready. One more time, get ready. Who someone is when you don't give them what they want is who they are when you give them what they want. It just takes longer to be revealed. Thank you, honey. It just takes longer. Not everybody is supposed to be to build with you. Now, I'm not talking about difficult or different people. That's not what I'm talking about. Anybody ever had a difficult person in your life? Had someone different than you in your life? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about truly toxic people. Just toxic people. So how can you tell what a toxic person looks like? And some of you are out there going right now, oh boy. Hope he's not talking about me. Oh no. And you're thinking, who's those toxic relationships in my life? Am I a toxic person? You're going through all that. We don't talk about this enough because your relationships affect your life. They affect your life. Your closest relationships. So, what does a toxic person look like? Buckle up, all right? Number one, they are habitually negative. Notice the word I put in front of negative, habitually. Anybody here ever been negative before? I have. Come on. How many of you been negative? Man, what's up with you guys? Are y'all the really righteous crowd? Because when I said that in the first service, everybody's like raising their hands and everything like that. And you guys are like, nobody's raising their hands like they're never negative. Have you ever been negative in your life? Yeah, I'm raising my legs. I'm raising both arms, both legs. I'm doing all of that because I have been. But I'm talking about the habitually negative person where everything about their life, everything in their life, it's negative, 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 negative. If you went up and gave them $1 million, they complain about the taxes they have to pay on that $1 million instead of just focusing on that money that they did receive from that. I mean, they would just, there's negative, negative, negative. Everything in their life, there's nothing positive. Their attitude is a negative attitude. And they're just continually negative about everything in life. My friend, if you get in a close relationship with that type of person, you as well will become negative. Negative. Negative, negative, negative. Everything they say is negative. Never anything positive and good. 2 Timothy 2:16 and 17. Paul is writing and he says, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. And by the way, that word cancer, another word for it is gangrene. It spreads like cancer, as in the case of Hymenaeus and Philetus. I mean, he said, their talk, it's spreading like a cancer. Think about this. Negativity is the only cancer that spreads by contact. It's the only cancer that spreads by contact. Just negative, negative, negative. They see everything wrong. Listen, if you look for something wrong long enough, you'll find it. In every area of your life, you'll find something wrong. You'll find something negative. But do you ever look for the positive? Do you ever look for the good in something or someone? Wow. Habitually. Notice the word habitually, okay? Because we've all had those struggles. John Maxwell says this, a person with a negative self-image will expect the worst, damage relationships, and find others who are simply negative. You ever heard of this phrase? Birds of a feather flock together. I've watched it over and over and over again. Negative here. Then all of a sudden, negative, 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 negative. Pretty soon we've got our own negative support group going. And we think it's okay because everybody just agrees with us. Habitually negative people will influence your life in a very negative way. Very negative way. Next, the overly controlling person. The overly controlling person. Anybody here ever had a problem with controlling people and circumstances? Come on, come on. Right? Yeah, we've all. Well, we like to control things. I mean, all of us are like that. We like that, but the overly controlling person, I mean, they control everything, micromanage everything. And the biggest thing that they want to control is you. They want to control your life. They want to affect your life. The overly controlling person, wow, can be a very difficult influence in your life and in my life. I mean, they control everything. Wow. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I wish he'd move on. They wish they want to control everything and everyone around them, and that includes you. That includes you. Wow. There's nobody. Come on, please hear me. There's nobody that is supposed to be your Lord but Jesus Christ. He's the only person that should control your life. Wow. Yeah, control. What is control? They manipulate to get what they want. They manipulate to get what they want. It's very unhealthy. How about this one? Look at your neighbor and say, man, this is getting really good. Come on. Come on. Tell them it's getting really good. They manipulate to get what they want. It's unhealthy. They intimidate to get what they want. I know this one so well because I was an awful husband early in our marriage. I'm telling you. Being in the Marine Corps, then being a police officer, I knew how to intimidate. I knew how to intimidate. I mean, and my wife is so precious and such a quiet and gentle spirit. And I could, to get what I wanted, I would intimidate her. Am I preaching the truth, honey? I would intimidate her. Like, you know, make her do what I want. Because I was overly controlling in our marriage. And it was extremely unhealthy. They just intimidate, man. You're going to do what I want or else. That's intimidation. It's controlling. And I used to, that's the way my life used to be. That's the way my marriage was. To get what I wanted, I mean, I'd intimidate her. Wow. Then she got wise. And she got a little bit older. And a little more confident in who she is. And now she just gives me a look, you know, like, you ain't going to do that to me, buddy. Why? Because she got wiser. Toxic people can be overly controlling. They can be habitually negative. And it's unhealthy. It affects your life, whether you realize it or not. And I'm going to tell you why when we close this. The third thing to identify, there's a few other things that I'm not going to share, but the third way you can identify a toxic person is, watch these words closely. They are lovingly abusive. With their words. They are lovingly abusive with their words. But what's that mean, Pastor? Oh, I love you. I love you so much. But then everything else out of their mouth is demeaning. It's hateful. Wow. It's destructive. It's harsh. They're lovingly abusive. Oh, I love you, honey. But I really can't stand you. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you measure up here? Why don't you do this? They're lovingly abusive. I love you, but then everything else out of their mouth is very unhealthy towards someone, towards you. Wow. It's toxic relationship. It's toxic. Wow. Look at your neighbor and say, it's toxic. Man, you guys are quiet. And it's unhealthy, and it's affecting your life in a very unhealthy way. You've ever been part of a relationship where they just demanded their way? You do it my way, or if you're not going to play ball the way I want to play ball, I'll take my ball and play somewhere else. Wow. It affects us in a very negative way. So I'm not here just to talk about what's toxic. I'm going to talk about how do you overcome a toxic relationship. Everybody ready? If you're taking notes, you'll want to write it down. If you're not taking notes, you may want to write it down. If you don't have a pen and paper, you can go to our website, encounterpeople.tv, here in a couple of days, and Pastor Caleb will have my notes on our website if you'd like these notes and that you can look over them. I know this is not a pleasant message. Oh, I wrestle with it. Thank you. Because toxic people too close to you will influence your life. I've seen people be full of the joy of the Lord, excited about what's going on, and then get connected to somebody that's just negative all the time and watch their joy just drain right out. You've seen it too. On fire for Jesus, then get connected with somebody that's just toxic. And then all of a sudden theirs is being boom, 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 boom. Wow. How do you overcome toxic relationship? Number one, all right? Treat them as you want to be treated. That's the Bible. If you are toxic to toxic, you're toxic. If your reaction to toxic people is toxic, you're toxic. Hello! So you treat them like you want to be treated. What did Jesus say in Luke chapter 6? Do to others as you would have them do to you. Not as they've done to you. But if you reply to toxic with toxic, my friend, you've got to do to others as you would have them to do to you. Do you want them to love you? Yeah, I want them. Do you want them to treat you with respect? Yeah. Do you want them to treat you with honor? Yes. Do they want you to be do you want them to let you be the person that God's called you to be? Yes. And then you do the same for them. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I've seen so many times that we come against things that are very negative coming against us, but we do it in a negative way. We pull the same sword out that other person used on us. If I use the same sword, I'm just like them. And so I need to treat them as I want them to treat me. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Wow. Luke 6:37 says, do not judge others and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others or it will come back against you. Forgive others and you will be forgiven, all right? I mean, why would you need to forgive somebody? Because they've done you wrong. Maybe they've been in a toxic relationship. Well, you need to forgive them, friend. If you react, this is in my notes, so I'm just reading. If you react to toxic with toxic, you're toxic and need health and healing yourself, all right? And in 1 Corinthians 14:1, I know Paul is using this verse in the context of talking about spiritual gifts, but the first part of it still applies to our life, I believe, in every area. Let love be your highest goal. Let love be your highest goal. If you want to overcome toxic people, let love be your highest goal. Love them. Love others. Let it be your goal in that relationship to love them. Wow. Maybe they're toxic because nobody's ever shown them love. Maybe they're toxic because of a negative experience in their life that you don't know about. It's caused them to be just so toxic and hurt. Love them. Wow. Do to them as you want them to do to you. The second thing, and this is where it gets tough. Look at your neighbor and say, it gets tough here, all right? Establish healthy boundaries. Very practical. But you've got to establish healthy boundaries in your life. You ain't crossing this. I mean, in that kind of a relationship, we're not going there. With all the love in your heart and the kindness in your heart, you're not going to talk to me that way. We establish healthy boundaries in our life. I mean, Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples as he's talking about going to the cross. And good old Peter, that guy, you know, that was, he had that foot and mouth disease like some of us have. And he said this, and Jesus is talking, and then Peter pipes up and says, hey, look, no, Jesus, you're not going to the cross. You're not going to die. And then the next thing you know, the Bible says, Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's. Jesus had a boundary right there with God's plan and God's purpose for his life. And Peter crossed that boundary. And Jesus said, nuh-uh, get behind me, Satan. You're looking things through merely through a human point of view. I'm looking at things from a God point of view, all right? That's the boundary in my life, is a God point of view, all right? And God's plan and purpose for my life. And if there's anything, I know I'm on the camera, and those of you at home, I'm sorry, I'm just moving. I just feel like I need to move, all right, this morning. But if there's anything that reason why you need to manage the relationships in your life and not allow toxic people to influence you, is because God has a plan for your life. And it's a good plan, my friend. And the enemy will send people your way. It's hard for me to say it, okay? Because I love fellowship and I love relationship. But the enemy will send people your way that are toxic, that he will try and use to keep you from the plan and purpose of God. And you have to be willing to put a boundary right there where God's plan and God's purpose is in my life and what he's called me to do. And no one can cross that boundary. And no one can come into that area, because that's God's plan for my life. It's a boundary. That's why we need healthy relationships in our life. Because toxic relationships will pull you away from the plan and the purpose of God for your life. And we need to put a boundary there. You know who doesn't like boundaries? The person that could do whatever they want to you when you didn't have one. That's the person that doesn't like boundaries. Man, I was not a good husband in my younger years when I wasn't living for Christ. Thank God for this precious lady sitting up here. Yeah, amen. Gave me two wonderful children. One's like her, one's like me. It's not hard to figure out that this one up here is like me. And bless her, yeah, I'm telling you, I feel sorry for her. And the other one, Justin, he's just like his mama. Just so quiet. Just so calm. Man, I used to get in Jeannie's face and she'd just take it. And Justin the same way. But Stacy? Talking to me like that. Who you think you are? We need to set boundaries in our life. From toxic people influencing us, because it also influences our relationship with God. The third way you overcome is a very difficult one, and this isn't always what you have to do, and I pray none of you have to, is sometimes you have to cut off the toxic relationship. Jesus was willing to walk away and also let others walk away. Jesus was willing to walk away, and he was also willing to let others walk away, because there was nothing going to come between him and his heavenly Father. And sometimes you have to cut off toxic relationships out of your life, as difficult as it is. You have to say, that's influencing me. You have to be responsible for you and say, that's influencing me in a very negative way. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 16. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Stacy, will you come? Some of the things I'm saying today are very difficult, but it's because I want you to have healthy relationships, and I want you to fulfill God's plan for your life. And here's what I'm saying, is that I want you to love God's plan enough and his purpose for your life and your relationship with him most of all. I want you to love it to the point that you would never allow anybody to cross that boundary into the area of affecting your relationship with God in a negative way. And that you're willing to set that boundary. And if you have to, I don't like, and again, I'm not, those who are in covenant relationship with and our spouses, I'm not giving you a license to divorce them, okay? But what I am talking about is that there are some relationships that I have that I can cut off if it's affected me in such a negative way. As hard as it may be, I can't allow you to influence me like that. I've got a plan. I love my Heavenly Father, and he's the most important relationship in my life, and I can't allow anything to come between that. Oh, nothing to come between that. Oh, but Pastor, I'll win them to Jesus. Very unlikely. The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. I mean, it works the other way. But he loves me so much. Oh, but he hit me once or twice, but I just love him so much. No. 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 No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No. Oh, but he's sorry. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's abusive. Oh, he just wants to have a few other women in his life. That's okay. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's abusive. Oh, but Pastor, have you seen her body? Well, that's just what has lured you into an unhealthy relationship. Yeah, she never lets me go out with my friends, but because she has to keep an eye on me every little second, and just but that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. But boy, have you seen that body? I mean, even at work, I've got to call her like 10 times a day so she'll know that I'm at work. But man, have you? What a girl. It's unhealthy. It's an unhealthy relationship. And they affect our life. It's toxic. Wow. The fourth thing, if you want to overcome toxic relationship, is this: initiate some healthy relationships. Get around some healthy people. Can I say that again? Get around some healthy people. Make a choice. Get around some healthy people. Oh my goodness. Wow. I can't go into all the detail as I did in the first service. But I want to say that, I mean, there was a time when I was a pastor and I needed a position filled in a church. And so another pastor recommended somebody from their church to come over to our church and fill that position. And so I was like, yeah, that's awesome. So they came, we met them. They were, I mean, just doing a phenomenal job in what they were doing. And then just months later, I found out that through a scenario of events, I found out that the person was addicted to pornography like nobody's business. I mean, but man, he could lead. I almost gave away. He could do what I'd ask him to do. Phenomenal. But yet he had this addiction in his life that was incredibly, I'm not sharing all the details, but it was incredibly very harmful addiction. And so I'm like, I contact the pastor that sent this person over to us. I'm like, did you know this? And he said, yes, I knew it. He was in a small group of people that were all having the same problem. And so I asked this question: was there anybody in that group that had overcome the problem? Oh no, not yet. But they're all just part of the, they all have the same problem, so they just all get in a small group and sit around and talk about it. And I said, but nobody in that group has got over their addiction and what they're struggling with. No, not yet. Come on, my friends. If you want to be wise, you walk with the wise. If there's something going on in your life and you're like, man, I'm struggling with this. If I'm struggling with finances, don't. And people make mistakes. I agree, okay? And people can change. I agree, okay? But if you're struggling with finances, don't find somebody that's filed bankruptcy 5 times and say, will you help me, please? Or somebody that's in an addiction that you're in now, can we just get a group so we can just sit around and talk about our addiction? No, find somebody that's been delivered from that addiction and get close to them, build a relationship with them, and they can help you out of that addiction, my friend. If you want to be wise, you walk with the wise. But too often, look at your neighbor and say, he's going to preach it now. We get with others just like us because it just feels familiar and common. And we all have our pity party together. And if you want to overcome toxic relationships, I would encourage you to get to the place where you have a praise party instead of a pity party. And that you're free from those harmful things in your life, okay? Initiate healthy relationships, Hebrews 10:25, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another. Find people that will encourage you. Encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Let me read. Go ahead and go to Colossians 3 as we wrap this up. Verses 8 and 9 says, but now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. And what is Paul saying? This is the way you used to live. This is the way you used to live. But now, verses 10 through 15 says, put on the new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters. And He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Will you stand with me? What is Paul saying in this passage of Scripture? Is begin to live like this. As a child of God, begin to live like this. Put on that new nature that you've been created with. Put on the new nature. The healthiest relationship that you and I will ever have is our relationship with God. Because God's not toxic. He's never been toxic and He never will be toxic. He's just pure and holy beyond our understanding. And His love for us is beyond our understanding. And it's the most important relationship, and it's one that will never, as far as He's concerned, will never be toxic. But if you will allow me to close with one more scripture, because it's a principle that we need to know. And why? Why is it important? I've mentioned about our purpose and God's plan for our life. And it says this in 1 John 4:20. This isn't in my notes. It's something I added at the end. Ask your neighbor if they're okay. You all right? Come on. And if they're not okay, just look at them again and say, okay, get over it. All right, just get over it. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. 1 John 4:20 says, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people who we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And He has given us this command, those who love God must also love their fellow believers. So why is this important? And here's why. Because in our relationship with God, in our relationship with people, there is a cross. Our relationship with God is vertical. Our relationship with people is horizontal. And at some point in your life and my life, it all intersects at the same place. And oftentimes, how healthy my relationship is with God is sometimes not determined by Him, but because He's always healthy, but by who I've allowed into my life to influence my life. Because the ones who influence my life in this crossroads will influence my relationship with God. Eventually, if it's negative and toxic, it will have an effect on my life and my relationship with God. I'm telling you, friends, this is important. It's difficult, but it's important. And I just want to ask you this question, those of you watching, those of you here, I know it's a different kind of message, but I just want to ask you, are you thinking about your relationships right now? Think about it. Who have you allowed to really be close to you? Are they healthy? And maybe you're out there, and I want to say this with grace, okay? There's no condemnation, no guilt, no shame. I want to say this with grace. If you're out there and in sharing this message, something hits you like, oop, I'm toxic in that area. I'm not healthy in that area. Today, God wants to heal that in your heart. He wants to heal that in your heart. He loves you. He loves you. He's not mad at you. He's not angry with you. He loves you. But he wants you to have healthy relationships, one with him and one with the people around you. Is it possible for you to live in peace with the people around you? Absolutely. Even in a chaotic world. So what about your relationships? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, you know, I've said it earlier. This really wasn't an easy message for me to share, God. But I know it was one you wanted me to share. Because, Father, the most important relationship in our life is you. It's you. And there needs to be nothing that comes between that relationship. But yet, Father, in your word, it's very clear that our relationship with you and our relationship with others, Father, they connect. There's a crossroads there. They connect. And often, Father, who I've allowed to in my life, it does. If they're very toxic, if they're negative, if they're controlling, Lord, and they're lovingly abusive, Father, and Lord, it oftentimes affects not only my relationship with others, but my relationship with you. And so, Father, I just pray if there's for every person here, God, first of all, to know your love and how much love is our highest goal. It's our highest goal. And reconciliation in relationships is our goal as well, Father. But Lord, if there's some, I know it's tough, that we've allowed into our life that shouldn't be there because they're influencing us in a way that is not healthy. That God, you will just show that to us, to each person, your Holy Spirit, Father, just speaking to them. And Father, if they've realized, you know, maybe I've been toxic in an area, Lord, just have I talked about in our marriage, man, I was toxic, God. I was not healthy. Thank you for your love and your patience and the love and patience of my wife. Father, I just pray for anyone here that's like, you know what, I've been a bit toxic in my life, and I've really tried to, I've just been negative all the time. I see everything with a negative eye. Or maybe you've been controlling others and you realize that, hey, you need to be free from that. Or you've been abusive with your words. You've been lovingly abusive. But yet you realize you said you've loved them, but yet you've been demeaning. You've been hateful. Maybe you realize that today. Listen, God wants to deliver you from that. He wants to set you free from that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your Holy Spirit will draw every person to Jesus Christ. And may they see and know your love. And I want us to respect this moment and reverence everybody in the house today. So good to have you and those of you watching. But I just want to ask you, nobody looking around, and I'm not going to ask it two questions. I'm just going to ask one. And you say, Ken, a toxic relationship has been affecting my life. Whether it's you know you've been the one and you want to be set free, or you know there's been somebody in your life that's been toxic and you want to be free from that. Just lift your hand and put it right back down. Yes, I see that hand. I see that hand. I see hands going all up all over. A toxic relationship's been affecting my life. Whether it's you or somebody else. Those of you at home, if you need prayer, we want to pray with you. You can comment there if you'd like. You can contact our church office. We'd love to pray for you. I want to give it just another moment. I've been toxic, or a toxic relationship has been influencing me. Just lift your hand. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you so much for your honesty. Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you so much for that hand. I appreciate that. Again, the most important relationship in your life is your relationship with God. And I pray that everyone here has that relationship through His Son, Jesus Christ. If not, man, all those that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You recognize you need a Savior. Listen, God's got a great plan for your life. He loves you. Doesn't mean life will be trouble-free. It just means He will go with you through those struggles. that he loves you. But not only does he ask us to have a relationship with him, he asks us to have a relationship with other people. And sometimes we have to realize that some relationships in our life aren't sent from God. So, Father, I thank you for every hand that was lifted. Lord, as I felt in the first service, I just feel like, Father, your Holy Spirit is doing the work that needs to be done right now. And God, I pray that you would fill every person with love and with kindness, Lord, that will not react to toxic with toxic, but God will be filled with your Spirit and allow your Spirit to work through us and speak through us and love through us, God. And may we have the peace of your Holy Spirit, God. And Lord, if I'm toxic in any area, reveal that to me and heal that area, Father. Father, let's get to the root of the issue. And let's uproot whatever's causing that in my life, God, to be just negative all the time or controlling that fear that's causing me to control. Father, that lovingly abusive, that just low self-esteem that's causing me to bring everybody else down to my level, and I'm just, boy, I feel where I'm at, and I'm speaking to them in such a very harsh and negative way. Set me free from it, God. Heal my heart from it, Lord. And Father, help me to love those around me. And if there's toxic relationships, God, and Father, they don't want to change, they keep crossing the boundary. Father, give me the strength to cut off that relationship. And help me to initiate some healthy relationships. You see, Father, right now, that I believe the ball is in our court when it comes to the other relationships. We need to initiate healthy relationships. Find somebody who's been set free in that area we're struggling. And connect with them, Father. Make it available to every one of us. May we see them, Father. And may we initiate them. May we be intentional, God, about initiating healthy relationships in our life, God. And Father, that we can be free from all these toxic things. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, come on, put your hands together, give him praise, church.